Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to our Mets Summer Camp special on WCBS 880. The Rothenberg Law Firm is one of our sponsors for tonight. Injured, visit injurylawyer.com. And also the show brought to you by Peerless Boilers, America's best-built boilers. Ed Coleman is with me. I'm Wayne Randazzo. And joining us live from the road on the highway of parts unknown is the radio voice of the Mets, Howie Rose. Howie, how are you?
All right, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good, how's
the traffic?
What's that?
How's the traffic?
So far, it's pretty light. That's about the best I can say for it.
Howie, what's been your take watching the last week or so and how things have been progressing with the players getting out there more and the scrimmage games that are happening and now getting ready, it seems like, for this season?
Well, it seems like, and this is just based on stuff that we all read from around Major League Baseball, the Mets have had relatively few issues compared to many of the other teams. And I know that they've taken painstaking efforts to make sure that all of the specific protocols that are in place are not only being met, but in many cases being surpassed. And obviously they can't control the results of the testing. But apart from that, and again, the preliminary results seem to be pretty good in terms of the overall health of the ball club. They seem to be in as good a shape as any team in baseball at this point.
Yeah, I was mentioning that today, Howie, that they're kind of ahead. You know, when you look at Atlanta, you look at Philadelphia, you look at Washington and the problems they've had, the Mets kind of have a leg up a little bit right now anyway in the division. So I guess that's good. You'll be happy to know that Jacob DeGrom threw today, and he's scheduled to throw the 14th and the 19th and then the 24th, which would be opening day.
Well, what a coincidence. They've actually worked it out so that Jake gets the opener. I didn't see that coming. Did you?
No, not at all, as a matter of fact.
I think the bigger question is, what's that?
Wayne? Go ahead, Howie. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think the bigger question here, and it's appropriate not only for Mets fans to ask, but fans of every other team in baseball, especially those with real stud ace pitchers, will they be pushed a little harder early in the season as opposed to how they would usually ease themselves into, fully stretched out mid-season conditioning? And if I had to guess, I'd say the answer is yeah. I don't think you're going to see Jacob DeGrom limited to three or four innings based on pitch count, of course, over his first couple of starts. There's too much at stake in too few games.
Yeah. What do you think of the 2021 schedule being out already?
Can you believe we're going to Denver in April? How idiotic. I mean, that place is terrible enough. But does that mean Brody Van Wagenen's going to be shoveling snow the way Sandy Alderson was back in, 2013? Idiotic.
All right, Howie, thanks a lot. We will talk to you next week. Ed, thank you as well.
Wayne, I think Howie's in mid-season form, I think.
It sounds like it. Well, it's good because it's roughly mid-season anyway.